ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Democrats want to look at the books. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, and today a federal appeals court will take on the case about access to President Trump's financial records.
A federal appeals court in New York will hear oral arguments today over a request by congressional Democrats for President Trump's financial records. A lower court has already denied the president's request to block a subpoena for those records. A ruling is expected in the next few weeks, and the issue may eventually be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. A separate federal appeals court in Washington last month heard arguments in a related case over a congressional demand for the president's accounting records. A ruling in that case is pending. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The president flies to France tonight to meet with other world leaders at the G7 summit. More from Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the president will seek to discuss the economy, trade, and currency at the meeting.
If these other countries, if our friends, would adopt some of the pro-growth policies that we have adopted, their growth would improve markedly.
The U.S. is divided with its allies on Iran, trade, and climate change. President Trump has been pushing for Russia to be readmitted to the G7, a move other world leaders have rejected. Chris.
Now, Rachel, the names of two Army Green Berets killed in Afghanistan Wednesday are released. Master Sergeant Jose J. Gonzalez was 35 from California.
31-year-old Master Sergeant Louis F. De Leon Figueroa is a Massachusetts native. He'd been deployed 6 times over his 13-year-long career in the Army. The Green Beret receiving dozens of awards while serving our nation. He has been posthumously awarded a Bronze Star Medal and Purple Heart.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, the so-called I-95 serial killer, is executed in Florida. Gary Ray Bowles is his name. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Arrested in northern Greece, accused of shooting and killing two neighbors after an argument about where one of the victims, a man and his mother, had been parking his large truck. Neighbors say they'd been on bad terms over the truck for a long time. Lawyers for the transgender woman accused of hacking Capital One's data say their client should be released from federal custody. They're using Jeffrey Epstein's death to help make their case.
Paige Thompson is a software engineer and former Amazon Web Services employee who is now accused of hacking Capital One and getting the data of more than 100 million people. But her attorneys in Seattle say the transgender woman should not be housed with men. They're asking a judge to release her to a halfway house. Prosecutors say she should remain in custody, that she has a history of threatening to harm herself and others, and was recently investigated for threatening to commit a shooting at a social media company. Her attorneys say suicide sides like Jeffrey Epstein's show federal facilities cannot handle inmates with mental health issues. A hearing is scheduled for today to figure out where Thompson should be held. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New music from Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift dropped the title track for her latest album, Lover, late Thursday after hosting a YouTube special. Swift spoke about her writing process and introduced new merchandise from designer Stella McCartney, who partnered with the artist.
Lover.
A music video accompanied her latest song, in which Swiftie is clearly smitten with her latest beau, actor Joe Alwyn.
Have I known you 20 seconds, 20 years?
The album is Taylor's 7th and also includes her hits Me, The Archer, You Need to Calm Down. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Dow futures down 89 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street and ahead of a speech today from the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Investors will be looking for hints about any possible interest rate cuts. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Diane Ducey on ESPN 93.5. Stevie J on vacation. Grace and Christian back to school on Monday. In fact, we've got some welcome back student bags we're doing on Quad Day Sunday, thanks to Prospect Bank, FedEx. We have the new Octave Apartments, along with Jet's Pizza. So many goodies to hand out, and some of those bags will have cash cards within. So looking forward to the U of I getting back into school on Monday, and Grace is a part of that. She had a summer camp experience as a counselor, and Stevie J and the family are picking her up, so she's ready to go on Monday. So it's me, Diane Ducey. Lots of great guests today. Urbana Sweet Corn Festival. The weather looks like it's going to be awesome. Let's start out with some news, though, and it's brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance. I just love Dave Ellers. Years and years a coach of women's basketball at Parkland, and now he's helping out the women's teams at Unity. He's your local independent auto insurance agent, along with Justin Thomas. If you'd like more information, call 356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com. We've got our local news now.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man who led sheriff's deputies on a chase in March has been given 18 months of probation. 28-year-old Keith Cooper was under the influence of a canned air propellant. He pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of an intoxicating compound. It happened on March 23rd. The state wants to declare as sexually dangerous a 42-year-old man with sex crimes convictions and more allegations. The News Gazette says earlier this month, a prosecutor filed charges against Gregory Reed, accusing him of repeated sex acts with a girl under the age of 13 in Mahomet. Judge Tom DeFantis on Wednesday agreed to appoint two sex offender evaluators to examine Reed and see if he meets the criteria of being a sexually dangerous person. If the state can prove that Reed suffers from a mental disorder that causes him to commit sex crimes, he could be locked up indefinitely. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
I can't believe it.
That joke. We've got your weather forecast now, and it's brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent. Call 367-ROSE or visit blossombasket.com. Two locations, Kerr and Cunningham in Urbana, also at The Crossing in Champaign. Make someone feel real special today with a bouquet from Blossom Basket Florist. We've got sunshine and a high 80 expected. 53 our low into the evening tonight. 78 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 54. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 79, low 64. Rain in the forecast as you're back to work on Monday with a high 78. Not bad. I know the half century progress is happening at Rantoul with all the tractors and combines and farm equipment from back in the day at the Aviation Center in Rantoul, too. The field demonstrations and the different vendors with their country or shabby chic going on. Good stuff. It's 7:09 on ESPN 93.5.
Join the student alumni ambassadors from the University of Illinois for the iHelp Community Food Drive benefiting the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The community is encouraged to drop donations at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, located at 601 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana on Saturday, September 28th. Can't make it on the 28th? No worries. Student volunteers will be picking up donations throughout the community. For questions, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com. Again, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com for questions or to get involved.
There are a lot of places you can buy Illini gear, but if you want the official gear of the Fighting Illini, you need to get it at Game Day Spirit, because they are the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. You could buy your Illini gear where you buy your cereal, or you could buy at the official merchandiser, Game Day Spirit. You could buy your gear where you get your groceries, or you could buy from the official fan store. Get it from Game Day Spirit. Get the latest styles from top name brands like Nike and Champion. Game Day Spirit on Neal and Kirby in Champaign and on Green Street in Campus Town.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Honey and got braver with an Orange Crush, and then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
ESPN 93.5. Of course, as a female, I'm always concerned when I hear stories of women and discrimination. Kelly Aceta, how are you this morning?
Fantastic, Diane. Thank you for having me on.
I'm hearing that bosses aren't hiring pregnant women. Could it be true?
It unfortunately still is true. We have come a long way. The numbers keep going down every year, but there are still some dinosaur bosses out there that think when we have a baby, we just aren't productive.
I remember hearing my mom tell stories. She used to teach like second grade in Tuscola, and when she was pregnant and just a newlywed, they said after 3 or 4 months, when you start to show, you'll have to step down as a teacher. And, you know, but that was the 50s. It's amazing when you see how far women have come. But I know that after having numerous pregnancies myself, you are a little more temperamental. And, of course, you do need time off and adjustment to get used to that baby in your life and nurse and things like that. Are those factors for some of these ancient bosses?
You know, they are a factor, but in this day and age with technology, it doesn't have to come into play with the decision, especially if we are honest and open and communicate with our bosses. And, you know, a lot of times women are afraid to tell their boss that they're pregnant because they're afraid of repercussions or lack of advancement opportunities. And that's just the wrong way to go about it. If you've got the ability to take those 9 months and figure out a plan and get creative with technology, there is no reason that you can't continue moving forward in your career and working from home.
Kelly.
I was an entrepreneur. When I had both my daughters, I was owning my own business. There was no one that worked harder than me while I had my children with me. And there's just opportunities everywhere for women that want to have a career and a family to do so.
There's something about a pregnancy that does put a little skip in your step, especially in that midsection when your hormones are going and your hair looks nice and your nails are growing long. I mean, it feels like
right? You
can totally be highly efficient in whatever you choose to do. And you're right. The workplace culture has changed so much. There's so much we can do from the home.
Yes, and, you know, also, let's make sure we know that companies that have gone out of their way to create family-friendly companies experience less turnover, have better employee satisfaction, have less absenteeism. There is a huge benefit and bonus, not just for women, but for men, if the companies will take a family-friendly stance.
All right, so advice to an HR person listening right now, if they have a newlywed or someone who's entering a family way, what is the right approach, Kelly Aceta?
Well, first and foremost, YouGov did the study, and it showed that men and women both have this bias in HR. So definitely, first of all, recognize that the bias exists. And then just really look at getting creative, figuring out a plan, figuring out how much time this person wants to take off, and then working around the plan. It, again, yes, women need some time off to bond with their baby, but when you're talking about a full career, 8 weeks, 10 weeks is nothing. And that employee could be extremely valuable, extremely loyal, if you do the right thing by them.
Awesome. How can we continue this conversation with you in Dallas, Texas, Kelly Aceta?
I have a website, truth.coach, and I would encourage employer or employee to reach out to me for more information on how to navigate this.
That's truth.coach. Enjoy your weekend, Kelly. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, take care. ESPN 93.5, I've got your sports headlines. Wins all around from the White Sox, the Cubs, and our Cardinals as a Cardinal affiliate. We're ESPN 93.5. I've got some tickets to Saturday's game in case you'd like to text in cards right now to 359-2255. We'll give away a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game against the Colorado Rockies. St. Louis Cardinals, nice win. More details next. ESPN 93.5.
The team at All Creation Landscapes helps provide consistent quality landscape design as well as installation and maintenance in the Champaign-Urbana and surrounding area. Utilizing horticultural expertise and state-of-the-art design methods, All Creation Landscapes works with their clients to create and translate ideas for sites and home into beautiful, functional spaces for everyone to enjoy. Let All Creation Landscapes build your dream outdoor living space. Give them a call at 217-778-8732.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time. It's what we've waited for all week long. Yep, it's finally Friday. Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's here in Urbana. Come on in and celebrate Friday with me and the crew and shout out on some homemade fried chicken. Two pieces, fries and drink, just $8.19. And everybody loves it. Oh yeah, if you're having a party or a celebration this weekend, don't forget Rosati's Caters. Check out our full menu at myrosati's.com/Urbana. Or give me a call and let us take care of that catering at 328-2334.
ESPN 93.5, Cardinals come from behind and beat the Colorado Rockies 6-5. Let's get more details from our Redbird Recap on ESPN 93.5.
Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
John Rooney, last night, 9 of the 11 runs scored were on home runs, and the Cardinals scored all 6 of theirs on 2-run home runs.
And they were able to take Miles Michaelis off the hook after Michaelis gave up 5 earned runs on 8 hits over 6 innings. Dominic Leone worked a clean inning, and he picked up the victory as the third 2-run homer was a shot by Dexter Fowler, scoring Matt Carpenter, putting the Cardinals over the top 6-5. And, Mike, the Cardinals went 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position, but use home runs by Ozuna, DeYoung, and Fowler to stay a half game behind the Chicago Cubs in the Central.
As the Cubs won 1-0 against the San Francisco Giants. We're on the air tonight now at 6:20 as Jack Flaherty will try to make it 2 in a row over the Colorado Rockies.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Great to have the Cubs win 1-0 over the San Francisco Giants, and they'll start up a series against the Washington Nationals using Anibal Sanchez on the mound against John Lester. It's a day game from Wrigley, and you'll hear the action here over across the hallway on US 105.9, your home for the Chicago Cubs. Chicago White Sox 6-1 winners over Texas. Our Illini soccer team beat Loyola. That final was 3-1. Our volleyball team is in action tomorrow, and we'll talk with Coach Chris Thomas soon here on ESPN 93.5. The weather looks terrific. I just want to let everybody know, get out and about and enjoy this weekend. We've got a high around 80 today, down to 53 this evening. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 78, low 54. 79 the high on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. Your Fox Financial Business Minute comes your way at 7:20. It's brought to you by Provident Financial Group with partnerships you can trust. ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com for more details. It's 7:20 on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, investors are waiting to hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who speaks at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas annual retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Foot Locker shares are skidding after a disappointing quarter. Both its earnings and sales were weaker than expected, and overall sales were down from a year ago, reflecting the strong dollar, which makes its products more expensive in other countries. Foot Locker President Richard Johnson says while its results came in at the low end of expectations, it's well positioned for back to school and beyond, and it was seeing business improving at the end of the period. Tapestry, the parent company of Coach, Kate Spade, and Stuart Weitzman, says it's taking steps to address the environmental impacts of the fashion industry. Its chief executive, Victor Luis, is signing the Fashion Pact, which includes reducing water usage, waste, and carbon emissions. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Thanks for listening. It's Friday. Hope your morning's going well. ESPN 93.5 at 7:23. I'm Diane Ducey. Coach Chris Thomas from the Illinois volleyball team joining me on our studio line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks again for subbing for me when I went to Washington, D.C. to visit my sister. I had a great vacation, and I heard it was a pretty good experience here in our studio.
I had a great time being on air, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk about the Orange and Blue scrimmage that's happening at Huff tomorrow at 5. Are you excited?
I am excited. You know, season's finally here. It seems like it's such a long time from when we end in December until now, but now that it's here, it seems like it's come a little bit quicker, but we're excited to get going in front of our own fans tomorrow night, and then obviously we're going to be playing for some charities as well, so excited to help out the community.
Let's talk about that. It'll be the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club versus Eastern Illinois Food Bank. What are we doing as spectators?
Well, as spectators, we're either dressing up in orange or in blue, and we're just cheering for one side and trying to make it a match-like environment. I think sometimes when you get into scrimmages, it becomes more of a everyone's just watching and not cheering for either side. So we're just trying to encourage that a little bit, and then obviously helping some charities along the way. And happy to have both Moyer and Food Bank there with us tomorrow night. And it's open donation. So there'll be representatives from each side, and they'll be collecting donations throughout the night. And to start off the night, I'm going to put up some of my own money for both charities and get us going underway. So
Jim Hires with Eastern Illinois Food Bank and Sam Banks with the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Maybe you should have them pepper while the girls are warming up.
I'll ask them. I'm not sure if they're going to take me up on that.
It'd be interesting to see if they had any skills. I know for me, I enjoyed going to the summer camp. I was a Unity volleyball player, especially in my early years, my freshman, sophomore year. We went to state. I enjoyed going to the U of I camp year after year and getting so many great skills. Let's talk about your summer camp experience. Was that great?
It was really good. We had a lot of campers this year due to success of the last couple of years here. We were sold out of all of our camps, and happy to have that. And we ran team camps this year, too. We had over 40 teams come through, over 40 high school teams come through the Huff Hall, and it was just a great experience for everyone. So we're always happy to help future volleyball players learn the craft of skills for volleyball, and it was a good summer for us.
That forward roll, I remember Don working with me on the forward roll.
Yeah.
I could just never get it. I'm just too big and awkward. I'm 6 foot tall myself. And, you know, one of our friends, and I saw you at the party, but I didn't have a chance to visit at Scotty's Brewhouse for Dave Lone's retirement. I'll miss the voice of Illinois volleyball. Say a couple of words about Dave.
Yeah, Dave's been great. And, you know, he's really helped with the transition, you know, of us just as a staff, and helped connecting alumni. You know, Dave knows everyone. Everyone knows Dave. And, Dave was just awesome to get to know, and just happy to have him, you know, to kind of show me the ropes of what Illinois volleyball. I already knew a lot about Illinois volleyball, but he kind of gave me the ins and outs of the community and you know, all the support that's here for Illinois. And I know Dave was a big part of that too, you know, being the voice of volleyball for 30 some odd years. So we're actually going to honor him in our first Big Ten at their September 1st game against Tennessee. And so, you know, happy to do that, and happy for his years of services.
All right, I'm taking note of that. Thanks for that shout-out to Dave. Well, let's talk about the season ahead real quick. What you got going? How you feeling about it?
Hey, it's always a bit of an unknown. We're pre-ranked number 6 in the country, which is great. But as I told the team, okay, now what? You're you know, preseason ranking is just a little bit of a reflection of last season. And, you know, obviously people trying to predict what you're going to do this season. And I'm happy that we're ranked as high as we are, but I also don't take too much stock into it because everyone we play is pretty good. And we set up a pretty tough pre-conference schedule again. You know, we want to get back to the place that we're hosting NCAA tournament matches, and to do that, you have to win, obviously, and then you have to set up your schedule fairly tough. So we think we set up a really nice schedule for this year, and we're going to have a lot of good matches both at home and on the road for fans to see us play. But, the expectation is just to get better one day at a time, and you can't guarantee Final Fours and all that, but give yourself the best shot to do so by just getting better every day and making sure you're working hard as you can every single day.
All right. Well, all the best on an awesome season, and go Illini. We have Coach Chris Thomas from the volleyball team talking with us this morning. We're ESPN 93.5. Have a good one, Chris. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
At Honda BMW. ESPN Radio, along with our friends at Prospect Bank, are welcoming students back with our Welcome Back Student Bags on Quad Day. Look for our team spread throughout campus town distributing these bags starting around lunchtime on Sunday, August 25th. We'll hand out 1,000 bags randomly stuffed with cash, gift cards, and offers. That's right, 1,000 bags from local businesses like FedEx, Prospect Bank, Jets Pizza, Octave Apartments, and more. Look for us on the streets with our Welcome Back Student Bags Sunday, August 25th, and score some great deals on Quad Day.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump heads tonight to France and the G7 summit.
The three T's are expected to dominate the conversation. We're, of course, talking about trade, tariffs, and technology as we look ahead to what may be coming down the pike with respect to 5G technology. Now, all this is happening as the Trump administration continues to push for more reciprocal trade conditions with the world's leading economies.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Meanwhile, Republican is considering challenging the president in 2020. Former South Carolina Congressman and Governor Mark Sanford.
One of the things that's lacking in terms of debate within the Republican Party right now and in this presidential race is a discussion of debt and deficits and government spending. We have a profound problem. I believe we're about to go over a cliff that would cause a whole world to hurt.
On Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream, America is listening to Fox News.
Local news now, and it's brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage want to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda Lash. It's 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com. It is 7:32.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The state wants to declare as sexually dangerous a 42-year-old man with sex crimes convictions and more allegations. The News Gazette says earlier this month, a prosecutor filed charges against Gregory Reed, accusing him of repeated sex acts with a girl under the age of 13 in Mahomet. Judge Tom DeFantis on Wednesday agreed to appoint two sex offender evaluators to examine Reed and see if he meets the criteria of being a sexually dangerous person. If the state can prove that Reed suffers from a mental disorder that causes him to commit sex crimes, he could be locked up indefinitely. One person was hurt in an isolated shooting in northwest Urbana yesterday. Police said they were called to an area of Eureka and Romine streets a little before 4 p.m. Thursday. They were told a man had been taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound. They found the man with non-life-threatening injuries. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
We've got your weather forecast from the National Weather Service, and it's brought to you by CMI. Reminding you, there are a lot of people moving this time of year in Central Illinois. You might need one of CMI's awesome odor busters. CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells and smoke or mold or pets or, you know, the rotten food that's been in the refrigerator from who knows when. Stop by CMI, and they're on Bloomington Road. Pick up your odor eater, Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon. Call 359-6262. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. I think I'm going to do a best of Johnny and Mike Ditka and Stevie J. We're going to hit that soon. Also, have you visited with the kids in their back-to-school mode about stranger danger? We're ESPN 93.5.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
No matter how satisfying your company is, you can always count on El Toro to satisfy your hunger.
ESPN 93.5. It's Friday, and we're feeling good about things. We're going to our studio line now and visiting with Dr. John Huber, who's in Austin, Texas. Kind of about stranger danger, John. How you been this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
I'm surprised on this study how many kids speak to strangers online. Maybe it doesn't seem as intimidating online.
It definitely does not seem intimidating to these kids online. And part of it is, too, that they're so young that a lot of them don't have the experience to understand the possible dangers in that.
And we're talking about 4th through 8th grade students who have the results of this study say 40% of American children have connected with a stranger. Tell us more details about that.
Well, what they did is they spoke to these kids, and they found that a fifth of them had spoken to a stranger over the phone after making connections with them online. And that's really what is kind of freaking me out about this whole thing. And 11% of them actually went so far as to go meet them someplace, either at their own home, the stranger's home, a park, or a restaurant. So these kids set themselves up for some real, real danger.
Wow. What would you recommend us as parents do in these kind of situations or to help forewarn our kids? You don't want to make them fearful of everyone they see, but, wow, arranging meetings at the mall, that's crazy.
That's pretty scary. What I recommend is that you just have a conversation with your kids and talk to them about what is safe and what's not safe. You don't necessarily have to get into the details of how it could be unsafe, but then, you know, just explain to them. They don't give phone numbers out. They don't give addresses out because of the potential for harm being done. And then especially don't go and meet them face to face. The other thing you can do as a parent, there's a plethora of child app monitoring programs you can put on their computer, on their cell phones, on their tablets, and it actually creates a recorded database of what the communications between the children and all their contacts are, so that the parent has that. They can watch that at any time. Some of them go so far as to monitor, and whenever there's anything like communication giving out direct information or some strange contact is trying to get them to elicit information, it actually sets off warning signs that allow the parents to be notified almost immediately.
All right. We're on our commute to school right now. If the person is saying, I'd really like more details about that, Dr. John Huber, how can we reach out to you?
Well, you can get out to my website. It is at mainstreammentalhealth.org, or another way to get there is drpsycho.org. That's drpsycho.org.
Excellent. Thanks for being on. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Have an amazing day.
ESPN 93.5. You know, I always love the conversation of Coach Mike Ditka when Stevie J brings him on. And earlier this month, there was the discussion about political tension and racism and the shootings that happened earlier this month. So I thought I'd do a little best of and play that back here on ESPN 93.5.
Voters don't like what you're saying. They love it. They love it. This man's a racist. Right. He's a predator. Yeah. And it's like, okay, all right, we'll just vote and let's see what happens.
Well, and Donald Trump has certainly denounced racism and white supremacy. Fox News radio reporter live in the White House yesterday, John Decker.
Well, you know, the president on Monday, after those mass shootings, addressed these issues directly. And yesterday, once again, before departing for Ohio and Texas, he once again denounced bigotry and racism and white supremacy. You know, that's still not satisfying to a lot of the president's opponents.
And to your point, Johnny, whatever he says, would it be accepted?
No, they don't pay any attention, Steve. I think even Biden was cackling about.
Well, and here he is.
You know, I don't know. And he's their moderate. That's the moderate.
Here's the moderate in the field, Joe Biden, yesterday.
But they can also unleash the deepest, darkest forces in this nation. And that's what I believe Donald Trump has chosen to do. Problem with this rising tide of supremacy, white supremacy in America. And we have a president who encourages and emboldens it.
That's what they're saying. That's what they have to say. He encouraged all of this.
Mike, am I wrong? But is Joe Biden encouraging and emboldening it with his statements? He's actually fanning the fire.
I'm sorry.
Most people,
you know, I think the statement speaks for itself. He's just a sore loser is what he is. And, I mean, we've seen it all through our lives growing up as kids. When you lose a baseball game or win a baseball game, it's the right way or the wrong way to do it. I'm not always saying I was a good loser, but he's sure a bad loser.
Well, I don't think very many Americans made a connection between our president and these crazy shooting people, or anybody else, by the way, Steve, because you can make a connection with just about any if you pick the right shooter.
Well, and if you look at the manifesto that this crazy, idiot, psychotic, horrible, evil person wrote, he was saying at the bottom of the manifesto that nobody reports on, he says that the left is going to blame the president and say it was his fault, and that's just not true, but that's what they do. He wrote that there. I mean,
he had other shootings, unfortunately, and they're linked to other different people in the minds of these guys who are just probably playing too much video game, in all honesty. And I'm serious. That's probably the number one problem. They're not getting out, and they're playing games, and they just go nuts. And it's not anybody's fault. I hope it's not my fault. Well, I don't think it's Trump's fault. I don't think any of it was Obama's fault.
But the Dayton shooter was an Elizabeth Warren supporter. It's not her fault either.
I don't think it was her fault. I don't think it's her fault.
The guy shooting at the baseball field, it was a Bernie supporter.
This approach of blaming somebody is going to cause more violence. That's going to cause more violence. They're actually going to get what they're talking about. They keep this up.
Well, and then Joaquin Castro tweets out the names of the Trump supporters saying they're contributing to hate and all this evil. That's a different plane. And they're going to the homes of these people. It's just awful what they're doing. And then Mitch McConnell, outside of his home.
Murder turtle! Murder turtle!
for murder, stab him in the effing heart. The Louisville police said this was peaceful. Then Mitch McConnell tried to send it out on Twitter, and Twitter blocked him for hate. What?
That's pretty blatant.
You know what you're dealing with.
And Coach Hamas, the terrorist group, is on Twitter, but they blocked Mitch because he's trying to expose what these people were doing. I don't know.
How much of an effect do you think is social media and internet having on all of this stuff? I mean, isn't it easy to connect with like-minded chat room, crazy people, psychotic people like these shooters?
I think the young generation has a lot of effect. On me, none. Zero.
Yeah.
Nothing. Vino.
Yeah, but you've got things in a good perspective, in my opinion, Coach, and you're pretty solid. But I got to tell you,
I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to buy into all this stuff. But I mean, there's people that live in, they live on every word that comes out of this the media. I mean, everything. So when you get into the social media thing, I mean, they just thrive on that.
But you know what? The biggest impact, Stevie, is. You can go on to the internet or social media and find support for anything.
Yeah.
My greatest example is Flat Earth Society. There's a whole group. It's the Earth flat. They never went to the moon. It doesn't matter. So what it does, it blurs what the truth is. So the reason nobody wants to hear the facts is they don't believe there are any. You can find them any way you want them. And unfortunately, that makes it very difficult to determine what the truth is. So when you try to say, no, this didn't happen, somebody just comes back and says, yes, it did. I saw it on video.
Sure.
It's like,
it's
getting out, enough. Mike. Everybody's
crazy.
Getting kind of numb to what the truth is, and they can say anything they want.
There's Massacre Mitch out there on Twitter, and that hasn't been blocked, but Mitch retweeting what they said is being blocked.
Yeah. No, that's right.
It's so wrong.
That's just
going to
get Twitter in. I can tell you, there are a lot of powerful liberals, but there's a lot of powerful conservatives. Twitter made a mistake with stuff like that. Yeah. They're going to get an all-out political attack.
I think you're right.
Like that.
I think it's happening, too. The right has, in fact, Republicans are responding about advertising and all of that. Okay, I've got to play this clip, Mike. And again, it's the Democratic Socialist Convention, and I don't know if you saw any of this, Coach, but I don't know even what to say about this, but here's how it sounded, and you can imagine if you're trying to get something done, well, just listen.
Quick point of privilege, point of personal privilege.
Yes.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him, I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know it's, we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name, chapter, pronoun?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay.
Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload, and that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, the be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump or over, like,
I see that no one's clapping for me.
Okay, so is there any amount of money, Coach, I could get you to go to that convention? Any amount at all?
No. Not at all. I mean, that's amazing to me just to hear that.
My goodness. Oh,
but, Mike, just wait till we turn health care over.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
I don't think they can get anything done. No, it's crazy. And they're, you know, that's what I was talking a few weeks ago about, how we're just a little too sensitive, Steve. And I don't think they were allowed to clap.
They were waving their fingers in the air over their heads.
Jazz hands.
Because they could, the jazz hands where they wave and they can't say anything because it's too stimulating, I guess. I don't
know.
Anybody else out there think that's nuts?
Well, I saw AOC speak there and there was no clapping because they can't clap. It's too loud.
I don't know what to say, Coach. I just wondered, when that was playing, I said, I wonder if I could give Coach $1 million if he would go to that. And I don't think you'd go. I mean, to get a badge for that would be...
All you can say is God bless America.
Yeah, that's
America,
right.
America we knew and America we know. But not the America these people want.
Okay, it's unbelievable. Okay, I wanted to let you guys go. Number one, there was a Cleveland football player in the preseason game last night that got into a tryout, Johnny, by saying he knew one of the executives and he wasn't really on the list, but he knew a guy. He got in there last night. He returned a punt for a touchdown.
Whatever
it takes.
Pretty good.
How about that?
Keep him.
Yeah, I'm good friends with Mike Ditka. I want to try out for the Bears.
Not if you don't return it for a touchdown, you aren't, buddy.
That's right. So now what? Because now you've got a guy that might be good at football but got in there somehow. So, and he actually had,
maybe he knew a guy who knew a guy. You know,
well, he had $200. He was sleeping outside the facility. And this is what happens. Amazing. Amazing story.
Well, I'll tell you, so I know Shad Khan, who owns the that great guy, but I don't think that would help me return a punt. But I don't know. Maybe it'd give me a chance. It'd probably get me killed.
That's right.
I don't know what to tell you.
And
I don't know.
Meanwhile,
I gotta get back out there.
Baseball, their home runs, they're setting records at all levels, and people are thinking the ball is just a centimeter smaller and harder. I don't know what the answer on that is. Why are if they're not cheating with steroids,
the players are better.
Wow.
It's not too complicated.
Amazing.
Evolution. People move.
Well,
what Babe Ruth did, these guys are doing. I mean, he was a special person in his years, but these guys are all special now. I mean, you're looking at the guys that they get up there, weigh about 140 pounds. They hit it out there 450 feet.
I know. I don't get it. That's amazing.
How do they do that, Steve?
Speed, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's timing and speed. it's just amazing, the evolution. You're right. Well, gentlemen, I feel so much better after talking to you now. The world is spinning at 1,200 miles an hour again. It's all good. Everything is fine after talking to Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. I'll call you guys in a week. But, Coach, it's always a pleasure, and we really appreciate it.
All right.
Time.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Talk to you later, Stevie.
We've met. Thanks, Johnny. My brother Johnny in New Orleans, Mike Ditka in Chicago.
Good stuff.
He's very close to Soldier Field where the Bears lost their preseason game last night.
23-13 over.
Just looking at players.
Carolina on top.
Yeah. 359-2255. You're always welcome to text in. We always like hearing from you.
And actually, we did get one from Tim asking about why don't we start a weekly segment on Chicago's mass shooting, since no one seems to be talking about that.
Well, you go to heyjackass.com
is the
website.
I just went there, actually.
And then how many shootings?
I mean,
you got a weekend coming up, so it's going to be a lot.
That's right.
It's so discouraging to look at that and say there is nothing we can do about black-on-black shootings, Hispanic-on-black, Hispanic-on-Hispanic, white-on-white, whatever the gangs are. They make up a lot of different ethnic groups, and they just kill each other every weekend. And then people get caught in stray fire. I mean, it's like a shootout. There was a video of a one-minute shootout. Bam, 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 bam. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
What is that?
The total shot today, 1,659. Total homicides, 307 in Chicago.
It's so sad. And it's August.
So that was some of the best of conversation that I seized off our stream. Of course, it's radio on demand here at ESPN 93.5 if you ever want to visit and relive some of the moments we have here in the morning with Stevie J and I, ESPNCU.com. And we'll come back with the weather forecast in just a moment. Hope you're having a good morning. Earlier when I jumped on the air, I was said we'll give away a pair of St. Louis Cardinal tickets for the game tomorrow against the Colorado Rockies. And all you need to do is text in to 359-2255, the word cards, if you're interested in going to the game tomorrow.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Want to help a special retired police officer in your life? Freedom Roofing is giving you the opportunity. Freedom Roofing is giving a free roof to one retired police officer in Central Illinois. It's simple. Just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com with a pair paragraph on why that retired police officer deserves a roof, their name, address, and phone number. Freedom Roofing is giving back, and you can help too. So email that recommendation to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald has joined me, and occasionally there are bad employees. That happens in every field, and it seems like that bad employee, one out of a thousand, gets the front page of the paper.
That is so true. If you look around, you'll see there could be 10 great things an officer does today, but the only thing you'll see on the news at night is the one thing one officer does that's bad.
And then the people that are anti-police, and they'll say, see, I told you, it's not fair.
Like they said, it's a small group of people, but they got the biggest mouths, and they get out there and they say what they want to say, and if there's a camera around, they'll get in front of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of it has to do with perception.
I think body cameras are a great idea because they're protecting you from lies that the person might say.
Right. And we just went to body cameras this year, and they've already helped us. You see how the officers react. And we go back, we get a complaint, we look at that body camera, the video footage of it, and the audio, and we see how the officers treat people, and they do a tremendous job.
Yeah.
It's helped us out greatly this year so far.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
We've got your forecast coming up, and it's brought to you by Busey Bank. College is here. In fact, we've got the welcome back student bags for our U of I students on Quad Day on Sunday. And it's pretty cool to be handing out free slices of pizza from Rosati's with a coupon inside, along with the sticker for your phone to hold your ID from Octave Apartments, FedEx with a cup. There's all kinds of goodies inside, even State Farm or the State Farm Center with Jim Gaffigan coming into town on October 17th. Those tickets will go on sale at 10 a.m. And I have a pair of tickets I can give away in the 8 o'clock hour here on ESPN 93.5 as we find a winner now, though, for the St. Louis Cardinals tickets that I'm giving away for the game tomorrow against the Colorado Rockies. In any case, the college students are back. And whether you're sending your child to college or you're starting to save with National College Saving Month in action now, Busey Wealth Management can help. The two-year public college tuition is expensive, along with the four-year public colleges. If you start saving a little bit at a time, you save early and save often, you can avoid high interest rates on student loans and let earnings work in your favor. You can make savings automatic. You just need to meet with a Busey financial consultant, get a goal, and stick to it. From 529 savings or prepaid tuition plans to custodial accounts, gifting, or other tax advantage strategies, you can work it out with Busey. Visit Busey.com, member FDIC. Our weather looks awesome. And as we get into the weekend, I know the Half Century of Progress in Rantoul, the Sweet Corn Festival is going on. There's a music fest in Mahomet. So many things to tap into, and the weather looks awesome. High 80, low 54 today with the sunshine. Mostly sunny, high 78 tomorrow, down to 54. Partly cloudy on Sunday, chance of showers 10%, high 79, low 64. Right now the temperature's at 62, very pleasant day, and I'm looking forward to the Gospel and Jazz Fest. I'll be a part of that between 3 and 7 at Hessel Park. My friend Bill Erickson was talking about the international students and the picnic they're having at Hessel Park in coordination with the Gospel and Jazz Fest. Take note of that on Sunday with ESPN 93.5.